This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, August 19th. God's word for you today is to freedom. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 5 verse 13, and it says, "It is absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. Just make sure that you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows." Most times, we have an idea of who we think God is and how we expect God to respond. So, God has to rattle and shake the foundation of such beliefs. However, the beauty is that He does not leave us there. After He has shaken our foundation, the second thing God does is He plugs us to the power of resurrection. When foundations are shaken, get ready for a release, an open door, and an exit. God connects us to resurrection power because Jesus has risen to release us from prison. Luke 4 verse 18 says, "The Lord has sent me to announce freedom for prisoners." Freedom for prisoners, that is Jesus' mission. In John 8 verse 31, 32, and 36, which says, "If you stick with this, living out what I tell you, you are my disciples for sure. Then you will experience for yourself the truth, and the truth will free you. If the Son sets you free, you are free through and through." 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." There is something that is consistent wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, and that is freedom. So, the more of God you get in your life, the more freedom you have in your life. That is just how it is. Galatians 5 verse 13 says, "You were called to be free. Before you were born, you were called to be free." There is none of us reading this today that was born before Jesus died. And He died so that we can be free. So, for us to enter into some things, the truth is that we need to exit some other things. To enter into a door, you need to exit from what is behind you. This is so powerful and instructive. Beginning today, we will be considering three common prisons Jesus is the door out of, the exit. The first of three prisons that Jesus wants you to exit from is the prison of pretending. Jesus is saying to you and me, stop pretending. Most times, we just need to come to terms with our lives and stop pretending to be something that we are not. We need to look at ourselves and just say, well, it is what it is. I am not where God is taking me yet, but I thank God I am not where I used to be. It is what it is. Some people have been pretending for so long that they do not even know who they really are anymore. So, people are just pretending because they have been lying so much that they do not even know who they are anymore. They have lived a lie for so long. If this describes your life right now, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God will set you free today. Say amen. God will set you free today. You need to stop wearing masks, stop pretending, and exit the prison of pretending. Let us pray. Father, help me exit every prison of pretending and every lie that I may have embraced as the truth, and help me live free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.